Okay, today we're going to continue in the second parak of Maseches Klayim, and today we are learning Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. Both Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet discuss a case where you have one type of item planted in your field, but you're really interested in planting something else in your field, and you don't want to have a problem with Klayim. So how do you get rid of that which is currently in the field in order to plant something else in the field? So the Mishnah tells us, if your field was planted with chitim, and with wheat, and it didn't yet sprout, and then you decide you're going to plant barley in the field, you should wait until the wheat is matlia under the karka. What does it mean that it's matlia? So some say it means that the seed becomes ruined under the karka, because that's what happens to a seed under the karka. And some say it means that there are little roots that come out that are like these thin, like the horns of an insect, that are like these thin strings of roots that come out. So the amount of time that takes is 3 days in moist ground, and in dry ground it would be more than 3 days. That's what the Tosefta tells us. V'yofech, and then you should uproot, you should turn over the karka with a plow in order to uproot all of those roots that have taken root, and whatever's left in the karka from the chitim will be removed by turning the whole karka over with a plow. And then you can go and plant the sa'orim, you can plant the barley. Im tzimcha, if the chita has already started to sprout, and then you decide you want to plant sa'orim, lo yomar ezra v'achar kachofech, a person should not say, you know what, I'll plant the sa'orim and then I'll go and I'll turn over the karka with a plow to get rid of the old wheat. Ela hofech v'achar kach zorei. You got to do it in that order. You have to first be hofech the karka, get rid of the wheat, and then you can plant the sa'orim, even though the sprouts are nicker and you're obviously going to get all of them, because you can see them, it's not just something that's under the ground, you still have to do that first. You still have to take care of that first before you go and you plant sa'orim. Kami yehichorish, when you plow through the ground in order to uproot that which is there, so how much of the ground do you actually have to plow? So ketalmei haravia, like the rows of plow that you would plow after rains, where you make these wide rows. Some say ketalmei haravia means like what you would do before the rain in order to create grooves in the ground. So the Rambam explains, in order to create grooves in the ground that the rain would be able to enter the grooves. But you don't have to be hofech the entire karka and to make these rows that are very, very close to each other. You can just do like you would normally do either before or after the rain. You only have to plow enough that 1/24th of the karka, a rova hakav within an area of a beisa'a, remains unplowed. So as long as 1/24th of the karka or less remains unplowed, that's going to be okay, as long as you plow the rest of the karka. So that is Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet tells us, if let's say your field was already planted with grain or with vegetables, but now you want to be notea gefanim, you want to plant grapevines in the field, so lo yomar, do not say that I'll plant the grapevines first and then I'll get rid of the that which is already planted in the ground by turning over the ground with a plow. Ella hofech v'achar kach notea. First you need to uproot and get rid of that which is there, and then you can plant the vines. Netua, if it was planted with vines already, v'nimlach lezara, and then you decide you want to put grain in there, lo yomar ezra v'achar kach hasharish, don't say, let me plant first and then I'll uproot the roots that are there, ela misharish v'achar kach zareya, you need to first get rid of the roots, and then you can plant the grain that you want to plant there. Imratza gomeim, if you want, you can cut the netios that are there at pachos mitefach, to less than one tefach from the ground. Because if it's less than one tefach from the ground, it's as if it's not there, and it's not going to be a maris ha'ayin problem either, the Mishnah Rishona explains. And then, after your gomeim, then your zorev achar kach misharish. Then you can plant the grain, and then you can go and be misharish and uproot. And uproot the grain. Gomeim, the Bartanur explains, is lashon gomemo im hashofi de parakid hanasha. It's a lashon that we have in Maseches Chulin. Kolomar kores hagefen, to cut the gefen samach lekarka, close to the ground, shlo yeshayer gavoa min hakarka tefach, so that you don't have one tefach of growth coming from the ground. So just to quickly review what we did today, both Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet discussed the case where a person has one item planted in his karka and he wants to plant something else instead. So we said you got to get rid of that which is there first, and then and by plowing through it, and then you can plant the new item in the ground. It's just a Mishnah Gimel was talking about where you had chitim and you want to plant se'orim, and Mishnah Daled was talking about where you had grain or vegetables and you want to plant a grapevine or a grapevine, and then you wanted to plant grain or vegetables. And the nuance of difference when it comes to a grapevine is that you can cut a grapevine down to less than a tefach from the ground, and then you don't need to uproot it before you plant other things. You'll be able to uproot it after you finish planting other things. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnayos, Hey and Vav.